Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Lamed Beis. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of different Masechtos. Begins the words of the Gemara. Hashakur and La'ar and HaKadosh Aron, because they call the Holy Ark the Ark. The taste comes to explain which Aron are we speaking about. It's talking about the Aron HaKadosh in the Shul. And that is the Brayis of Bert Shimon Lazar that says, for the sin of two things, Amiratzim, the common folk, they die. The first one is like our taste of Masechtos is going on because they call the Aron HaKadosh the Aron, just like a chest, which is not so significant. It's a disgrace for the Aron HaKadosh, and that they call the Beis HaKnesses the Beis Am, like the social law. Taisa explains, Lo Aron Sha'asu B'Tzal Kam. It's not talking about the Aron that's the ark that we know from the Mishkan that B'Tzal made. Because like Taisa explains, the Mistam Alohi Maskirin Aron Sha'ilov and the Kamashan, we could presume that the common folk are not speaking about in their general terminology and their wording regarding the Aron that was many years before, Shenignas B'Vais Rishon, which that was already buried away by the first Beis HaMikdash. Ella rather explains, Taisa is L'Aron Sha'Beis HaKnesses, referring to the Aron HaKadosh in the Shul. Now Taisa explains, Avik of the B'chol Duch the Korolei Teva. Wait a second, doesn't Aron make sense instead of the Mishkan? Because the one that we have in our shuls, don't we call that what's called the Teva? Could it not, like the Mishnah teaches in Brachas, Ha'ivu Lefnei HaTeva, Hayod Lefnei HaTeva? We see that the wording of the Aron HaKadosh that we call the Aron is actually in Talmudic literature is called Teva. So I'm a reader, he says, Ashkacha Nami, the Karli Aron. No, we also find that's called the Aron, because like we find the Gemara in Brachas over the end of Mem Zayin Mabez, Tishava Aron Mitzdarf, nine people with the Aron combined for a minion. So we see that it's also called the Aron, and that was their punishment because they called the Aron HaKadosh in the Shul. They called it Aron, which is an inappropriate term. It's not a holy enough and righteous enough name for the Aron HaKadosh.